I don't know, it was a mistake or something. We'll find out what happened.
No, it was clear. It was according to your resolution.
Yeah.
And even
I'll investigate.
Yeah, they could put it together even now.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Madhava Kunjavi Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Jamuna Tira Vana Shari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradha Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamunatiravanachari Jamunatiravanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 3, chapter 29, text number 6. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Matur Vachaha Slakshnam Pratinandya Mahamunihi Abhabhashe Kuru Shrestha Pritastam Karunarditaha Maitreya Uvacha ఇతి మాతుర్వచా శ్లిక్ష్ణమ్ ప్రతినంద్య మహామునిః ఆవభాషే కురు శ్రేష్ఠ ప్రీతస్తాం కరుణార్దితః. ప్రతినంద్య మహామునిః ఆవభాషే కురు శ్రేష్ఠ కరుణార్దితః. శ్లక్ష్ణం ప్రతినంద్య మహామునిః అవభాషే కురు శ్రేష్ఠ తస్తాం కరుణార్దితః. మైత్రే ఉవాచ శ్రేష్ఠ మాముని ఆవభాషే కురు శ్రేష్ఠ ప్రీతస్తాం కరుణార్దితః. మదర్స్ ఏదవాచ వచాశ్లక్ష్ణం అవభాషి కురు శ్రేష్ఠ ఇతస్తాం కరుణార్దితః.
ఆ
Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, iti thus, matuhu of his mother, vachaha, the words, slakshnam, gentle, pratinandya, welcoming, mahamunihi, the great sage Kapila, avabhashe, spoke, Kuru Shrestha, O best among the Kurus, Vidura, Pritaha, pleased, Tam, to her, Karuna, with compassion, Araditaha, moved. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Sri Maitreya said, O best among the Kurus, the great sage Kapila, moved by the great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. Purport. Lord Kapil was very satisfied by the request of his glorious mother because she was thinking not only in the terms of her personal salvation, but in terms of all the fallen conditioned souls. The Lord is always compassionate towards the fallen souls of this material world, and therefore He comes Himself or sends His confidential servants to deliver them. Since He is perpetually compassionate towards them, if some of His devotees also become compassionate towards them, He is very pleased with devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that persons who are trying to elevate condition of the fallen souls by preaching conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, namely full surrender unto the personality of Godhead, are very dear to him. Thus, when the Lord saw that his beloved mother was very compassionate towards the fallen souls, he was pleased and he also became compassionate towards her. Maitreya Uvacha. Iti matur vachaha slakshnam pratinandya mahamunihi amabhashe kuru shrestha pritastam karunarditaha. Sri Maitreya Muni, Maitreya said, O best amongst the Kurus, the great sage Kapil, moved by the great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. So this dialogue that we had been hearing between Kapil Muni and his glorious mother, Devahuti, is part of the dialogue between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Again, we'll get back tomorrow. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, then Kapila Muni would continue. And, originally this word has come from God. In the beginning there was a word, and the word was with God. You heard of that? It's very common. So this word also was with Krishna, and just before he left, he remembered his devotee, Vidur. And so he gave his word to Maitreya Muni and to Uddhava also. And later on, these two Prabhus, they met Vidur. Uddhava spoke something. And considering that Maitreya Muni was elderly and also very advanced, let him deliver the message of Krishna to him, to Vidur. So that is what is going on here. And part of that is a dialogue that we are hearing from the Kapil Muni and Mother Devahuti. The comment made here by Maitreya Muni is that the Mother Devahuti's inquiries highly pleased Kapil Dev. The reason being Karuna Arditaha. Compassion that she expressed for the conditioned souls in the inquiries that we have been hearing about. Nothing for herself. Nothing selfish. She's only thinking of the whole world and their benefit. She warns them to become bhakti yogis and rejoin the Supreme Personality of Godhead again. So such inquiry of Devahuti was karunarditaha, was full of compassion, that did the pritastam. Lord was pleased and then Abhubhashe, then he spoke in response. And that will continue. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha tomorrow. So Matur Vachaha, the words of Mother Devahuti were Slakshnam. Our mother was gentle, her words were gentle, and pratinandya, so there was a response. O Mahamuni, our Mahamuni, Kapil Dev responded. We also, yeah. Sita Goswami was very pleased when Shaunak Muni, on behalf of all the assembled 88,000 sages, he made some inquiries. The first chapter, first canto of Bhagavatam, 6 questions were raised by Shaunak Muni. And then in the next chapter, second chapter, first canto, as Sutta Goswami, even before talking, responding, replying to those 6 questions, he expresses his appreciation. He says, Munaya sadhu prashto aham. Sadhu, sadhu, well done, well done. Oh, your question is, first class, the best, sadhu. Good question, perfect question, and then perfect answers. Sadhu prashto aham bhavadbhir lokamangalam. Oh, while you are inquiring, asking these questions, you are only thinking of lokamangalam. Mangalarti, mangal, auspicious. Mangal, arati is auspicious, that arati, mangalarati. Manga, sumanga, lokamanga. Where God, brother? Lokamanga? Huh? The drama? Artists? Lokamanga. Prabhupada gave that day. Lokamanga. Doing mangal of the lokas, of the planets, of the people. So your question is, for loka mangalaha, yat kritaha krishna sam prishno. And that prishna is sam prishnaha. Samyak, wholesome, complete. And krishna sam prishnaha. It's related with Krishna. And Inatma Suprasidati. The person who asks 3 parties. 3 parties, Atma is Suprasidati, is fully satisfied. When questions are Sadhu Prashto. Nice question. Karunarditaha question. Full of compassion question. The person who is inquiring, prashakaha. And person who is speaking, and then others, those who are hearing this dialogue, punanti, they're all purified and Inatma suprasidati. Their atma is suprasidati. Satisfied. So in those words, Sutta Goswami expressed his appreciation. He welcomed the question. And likewise, Shukadev Goswami, throughout Bhagavatam, whenever King Parikshit makes inquiry, which is also for, not just for his own benefit, Amriyamanasya, the very first thing, at the end of the first canto, as soon as 2 great souls met, Shukadev Goswami arrived on the scene, and then of course he was offered a seat and the inquiry. Mriyamanasya sarvatha. What is the best thing to do for someone who is about to die? What should he do? What should he think? What japyam, what job he should do on his home. Mriyamanasya, of course he is about to die, but he is not the only one. Everyone dies within 7 days. We're talking about that. Within 7 days, everyone dies. So, so very first thing that King Parikshit has asked, so what that person should do? And then, answer to that question are these 11 cantos of Bhagavatam. First canto has already come to conclusion. Sukadeva Goswami doesn't speak in the first canto. As Lord Krishna doesn't speak in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna had only spoken few words in the first chapter, text number 25. His talk begins in second chapter, Krishna's talk in Bhagavad Gita. Likewise, Sukadeva Goswami's discourse, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, this appears twice. The beginning of the first canto, and that is by Srila Vyasadeva. And one more time, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that is by Sukadeva Goswami, at the beginning of the second canto. So, so again, King Parikshit has only asked questions or loka mangalam for the benefit of the whole world. The answer would be befitting, appropriate, beneficial for the, for everyone's good, everyone's benefit. So when such questions and answers are there, and Lord is very pleased, or one who shares this question and answer, this dialogue with others, Lord is very pleased. Nachatasman, Srila Prabhupada is pointing that out in this purport. Nachatasman manushyeshu kashin mai priyakrattamaha. Lord had to say this. His dialogue has already ended. And he's going to only say few more sentences and no more. Finished. Gita finished. His Gita finished. So he has to say this. Nachatasman manushesh kashin mam priyakrattamaha. No more dear to me, that person, than one who is sharing this dialogue between you and me, O Arjuna. So this is the way to become very dear to the Lord. Because it's not difficult to understand. We are all his children. All the souls in this material world are children of God. Bas. Then, you know, what does parent want? Only the welfare of their children. Or reunion with the parents. If children have gone, wandered off, the cows, trana lobhena, it says. And there's also, because the cows were very greedy for grass, then they went away from the Lord. They turned their back towards Krishna, where he was playing. They went away, trana lobhena, and they got into trouble that day. So there's commentary made there that anyone out of greed goes away from the Lord, his back towards the Lord and face toward the objects of senses, you'll certainly get into trouble. Like those cows got into trouble. There's a forest fire and different things happen to the cows. Tranalobhi, no, the greed is like that. So the living entities, conditioned souls have gone away from the Lord, and they cannot be happy by turning their back towards the Lord. Only way they could be happy is they face the Lord. They come back to the Lord. And Lord is very, very anxious to have them back home with them, with Him. And anyone who makes that connection, helps bringing His children and reunite them with Him, Lord is pleased. There's nothing more pleasing to the Lord than to see that His children are coming back to Him. You could imagine. As parents, I'm sure you have such experiences. More than anything, for parents, who is very dear? Children are very, very dear to the parents. And when they go away, they are in great distress all the time. They only think of their children and thinking, how could they be brought back? So why is this thought into the heads of the parents of this world? Where is this thought coming from? Why are the parents thinking like this? Of course, we have easy answer. See whether Krishna fits in here somewhere. Whenever a question like this is asked, this maybe it's Krishna, some Krishna, something to do with Krishna. Of course, so Krishna, yeah, Krishna's, these thoughts are Krishna's thoughts. Originally they are Krishna's thoughts. God thinks like this towards His children. Hence, He also makes, Lord also makes the parents of this world, those who are playing so-called roles of parents, they also think like God. Of course, some parents want to bring the children only up to them. For some parents, some fathers, like Srila Prabhupada, like Jesus, those great souls, great devotees, Mahatmas, they may bring people to them, but their goal is to bring everyone to the Lord. You bring them to you and then you declare, I am God. Finish. Their journey ended there. Big trouble, right? Again in big trouble. So, so anyone who expresses genuine compassion towards the souls of this world and does the right thing to help them out, then with such souls, Lord is very pleased, highly pleased. So to reunite souls and Supreme Soul, what works is the word, the transcendental sound vibration. Sadhu, Shastras, Acharyas, what are they? What are all these three parties ultimately talking is the word. Sadhu, Shastra, Acharya, Shabda, Brahma, the talking about the word of God, word about God, word about the name of God, word about qualities of God, word about pastimes of God, word about form of God, word about the abode of God. So when these words are presented in its pure form, then the soul is attracted. His love for the Lord is revived. His remembrance is there. Remembers the Lord. And then he wants to go back to that Lord, his supreme father, mother, brother, everything. He is all in all. So the words in this world are of, I was just thinking this morning, that there are three, four kinds. Some words are just pure materialistic words, talks, engaging people in sense gratification. That's all scientific world and all that goes on. Then some words about demigod, people get into demigod worship, just get Lord's help to help them out with the business, making more money, and again enjoy, but it is just more of the same thing. Just so something spiritual, something religious. But the goal is gratification again. And then the word about, this is all false. Only reality is Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. So people hear the materialistic words and something little demigod related, some spiritual words. But ultimately it's a frustration. Living entity tries to enjoy, but not possible. How could soul enjoy the matter? So conditioned soul is trying to feed this and that, but soul doesn't eat or drink that. Soul only vomits such food or such gratification. And because not fed for since long time, didn't have a drink for long time. The soul is very thin and lean and is crying, dying, suffering. But so may come to conclusion, no, this is all false. And only reality is Brahman, and there's so much talk that goes on, impersonal talk. So that's a word also, those kind of words. So the purely materialistic words, then some demigod related talks, then this Brahman talk, you are God, emerge into God, just finish your existence, no more relationships, no nothing to do with anybody, no more body, no bodies, no nothing. And or there's another kind of talk that Buddha also did. It's just voidism, shunyavad, nirvishesha shunyavadi. Impersonal. Prabhupada saved the Western and Eastern world also. Some devotee was asking, why Western world? Prabhupada also has saved the Eastern world. Because that prayer said, paschatya desha tharine. I think this prayer was compiled in the very beginning, while Prabhupada was only delivering in those days, mostly in the Western countries. This is, he delivered the Western country, paschatya, Western countries, from this nirvisheshvad, shunyavad, nirvishesh, impersonal, shunya, zero, that is voidism. So that's another talk, voidism talk. And then the final talk, the best talk, the best word is word of, original word, word as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Or the word coming in, evam parampara praptam, that word. So like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different kinds of words. Did I miss anything? This kind of thing, different categories. These are different categories of different sets of words. And what did I miss? So of all these words, materialistic, some demigod, that's also some material, then impersonal, then this voidism talk, and then the supreme talk of Krishna or Ram, like that, and their devotees talking on behalf of the Lord. The word as it is in its original form, not diluted, nothing done, as it is delivered. So when that original word is delivered, then Pritastam, Lord is highly pleased. And anyone who delivers such word, that person is called Bhurida Janaha. Bhurida. Very magnanimous. Bhuvi Grananti E Bhurida Jana. The gopis also said this in Gopi Geet, the song that they were singing. When they lost their Krishna, they tried to find him. They couldn't find him. Went back to the bank of Jamuna, sat down, and they were singing this Gopi Geet, their own song. And after singing and singing, they come kind of in the middle, I think 8th, 9th song, and they say, anyone who bhuvi grananti ye bhurida janaha tava kathamritam tapta jivanam Kavi bhiriditam kalma shapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grananti ye bhurida janaha. So gopis had to say that tava katha amritam, my dear Lord, your katha amrit, your upadesha amrit. Katha amrit is Bhagavat, upadesha amrit is Bhagavad Gita, is tapta jivanam. Your souls, children, conditioned souls, their life is on fire, and only way to extinguish that fire is tava kathamritam. And anyone who shares this kathamrit with others, delivers this kathamrit, they are the most magnanimous personalities, bhuvi, on this planet. It's a claim made by the gopis. And was repeated also, I'm reminded of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the middle of Rath Yatra, Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra, fatigued as he was. Yesterday, the whole topic was about being fatigued. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did a lot of dancing, and then he was tired and fatigued, and they were making offering to Jagannath, so he decided to go take a little rest, recuperate. So he goes to the nearby garden, he is lying down, and the devotees, very smart devotees, who wanted King Pratap Rudra to meet the Lord, they propose, my dear king, this is the time, go now. So as Mahaprabhu was lying down in the park with his eyes closed, only thinking of, yes, Jagannath. And he had been part of this Rath Yatra. So those who do Rath Yatra, this is done in mood of gopis and the Brajabasis. They are bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. So those are pulling the chariot. They are Brajabasis. They are residents of Vrindavan, headed by Radharani and Gopi. They are trying to bring him back, bring him back. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was part of that scene, Rath Yatra. Just a little interval. So he's only in the mood of residents of Vrindavan, Gopis, Radharani. So, and he's lying down there. So then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and others pushed kings. Go now. And while you are there, of course you have to massage. He's tired, fatigued. So massage the Lord. While massaging him, you please recite this Gopi Geet. This is the most appropriate thing to feed the Lord or make him hear this. This is corresponding his thoughts right now. His Gopi Geet, kind of. This is what he's thinking about. So if you recite that Gopi Geet, this will be very much nourishing, complimenting his thoughts. You'll be highly pleased. So, okay, so this is what he was doing now. Lord is lying there with eyes closed, and King Pratap Rudra was massaging the lotus feet and transcendental form, body of the Lord, and he starts, Janma Nadhikam, like that. Shrayata Indira, Shashvadatrahi. Yeah, this is your abode, and this is more glorious because of your appearance, and it goes on. Lakshmi is residing here, and more verses. And King Pratap Rudra comes to that verse. Tava katha amritam, tapta jivanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is listening to this nectar with great attention, fully focused. So when he came to King Pratap Rudra, said that prayer, which ended with this bhuvi granantiye bhurida janaha. The person who shares this nectar of Krishna's pastimes or instruction, that person is most magnanimous. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts saying, Oh, that's you. You are most magnanimous. I don't know who you are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his eyes closed. He has now even looked. He hasn't even looked at the person who is massaging his feet. Well, he knows and he doesn't know, right? Two things in case of Lord. He knows everything. But for the sake of Leela, he is playing to be ignorant. He doesn't know even who that person is. And he was the person that Lord did not, last person that he was interested to meet. One more time, if you propose that I meet that king, that's it. I will leave the town. Enough is enough. So this is the last time I'm hearing this proposal that I should meet the king. So Lord had given a final warning about meeting this person, the king. Thinking, king means materialistic, attached to power, wealth, woman. I had nothing to do, I'm sannyasi. But that same king was now right there, massaging the feet. So, Lord was pleased and he starts saying, oh, you are magnanimous person. You are giving this Kathamrita to me. You have done great favor to me. Oh, I'm indebted to you. But what could I do? How could I become free from this debt? I have nothing to give you in return. I'm just Tridandi Bhikshuk. I'm just a beggar. I have nothing to give you. Ah, but there's one thing I could do, says. And Mahaprabhu, while speaking like this, begins to get up. And he says, I could only embrace you. If that satisfies you. For you are such a magnanimous person. Bhuvi grananti bhurida. You are magnanimous. Ah. And Lord embraced the king. He didn't want to even see the face of this person. Didn't want to hear one more time about him. But the same person was in Lord was giving deep embrace. And so was then king reciprocating, accepting that embrace, and they're both in great ecstasy, trembling bodies and shedding tears, and they stayed like that for a long time. So this way Lord was expressing his appreciation for sharing some katha with him. This person gave him katha, and Lord is expressing his appreciation. So what do we understand from this is, that is how he becomes pleased when his katha, here he was sharing, this devotee was sharing that katha with the Lord himself. And Lord, playing the role of a devotee, is expressing his full satisfaction. So what is to be understood is, whenever, wherever devotee is sharing Krishna's katha, Krishna's message, Krishna's books, at the airport, anywhere on the planet, Prabhupada's books are being distributed. So that book distributor is embraced by the Lord. Highly pleased. Someone is distributing newspaper. And someone else is distributing Bhagavad Gita's and Bhagavatam. Not the same thing. Lord becomes frustrated and angry and disgusted with those who go with their daily news around. More of the same thing. And same talks which goes on televisions or radios or wherever in the parliaments, all these inquiries, and everywhere people are talking. But if it is not about the Lord, He becomes very, very unhappy. But as soon as someone talks about him, talks to others, talks to his more children, or chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, or talks about Gita, Bhagavatam, to some individuals, to some small gathering, bigger gathering, tries to convince the conditioned souls by somehow trying to convince them using Lord's message of Gita, Bhagavatam. Lord is Nachatasma, I am. There's no one more dear to me than that person who is distributing my knowledge, my message, my pastimes. So we could only imagine how much satisfaction for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, pleased with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How much katha, how much endeavor to share that katha, that message with people of this planet. He left no stone unturned. He did everything within his power so that message reaches far and wide. His Guru Maharaj said, in English language you preach. Then Prabhupada was preaching in English language, I think sitting maybe on this Vyasasan, or I don't know which Vyasasan. He said, you print books in as many languages as possible. Was that here? Or that famous statement? So his Guru Maharaj said, in English language. Then Prabhupada expanded that instruction and instructed us in as many languages as possible. And distribute books. Preaching is the essence. And the amount of preaching that he did is just unprecedented. The amount of talking that he did day and night, in the morning Bhagavatam classes he was giving. Before that, exactly, he would be doing morning walks. We went through that experience in Mumbai, Bombay. That being his office, he would come all the time to Bombay. And the Bombay Brahmacharis were very fortunate. He would stay there for weeks and months. One time he stayed there for 100 days. So we had 100 morning walks with him. 100 Bhagavatam classes. Then 100 during the day he was doing correspondence, writing hundreds of letters. And he was meeting different people, businessmen and others during the day. Gita in the evening, or some house engagements in the evening. And in the afternoon he would give us darshan on those Hare Krishna land, Juhu, Bombay building rooftops. And it's just so much. 8,000 letters he writes. Sometimes I get a letter from somebody, he says, this is first letter of my life. They write only one letter in their life, 2-3 letters they write in 100 years on the planet. or maybe 50, 60, 70 years. They write 5, 10, 20 letters. Prabhupada writes 8,000 letters. You could imagine how many subject matters he's dealing with in there. So, as was King Pratap Rudra embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Srila Prabhupada also deserved that deep embrace by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be embracing Bhaktivedanta. You have done so much for me. I'm so pleased. And embracing him. And Bhaktivedanta. Okay, enough, enough, my daughter. No, no, not enough. And embracing him more. And keeping him in tight grip of his long, slender, gentle hands. Holding Bhaktivedanta. Oh, I'm so happy with you, Bhaktivedanta. The commander, you're commander of my army. And you have delivered my message as it is, while so many other fools are not letting me speak, although they sit with my Bhagavad Gita and make a good business only saying, I think, according to me, shut up. Shut up. Let Krishna speak for himself. It's my opinion, according to my opinion. Let's finish. Krishna's opinion is what? Out to the lunch? So while so many others were cheating, meaning such a violence, someone is wanting to come to me, and then someone comes in the middle and becomes a big stumbling block. Oh, I'm God. Oh, I could make you God. You want to be God or you want to serve God? Oh, I want to be God. One bhakta said, Giriraj Maharaj, Giriraj Swami, when he was a bhakta. He went, I think first contact, and he had heard some Swamiji from India is here. He went to see, and Prabhupada could see the tendency of this person. And Prabhupada asked, oh, you want to be God or you want to serve God? And this person was delighted. If he's asking whether you want to be God, that means he's certainly competent to make me God. And he was looking for someone who could make him God. Oh, finally I found someone who could make me God. My God, I'm going to be God now. Then Prabhupada made a few more inquiries from him. Oh, you want to be God? Yes, yes, I want to be God. Meaning you are not God? Now you are not God. Then Prabhupada says, one who is not God cannot be God. One who is not God cannot be God. God is God. God doesn't become God. And that was end of being God project. You are not God. You want to be, but you cannot be what you are not. God doesn't become God. God is God, and you are what you are. You are not God now and you will never become God. So then that person was cornered by Prabhupada, like in this simple logic, few logical statements. And that person decided to surrender unto God, serve God, and became one of the big servants of God. And that's Giriraj, my first temple president. Okay, so you got the point. Real compassion is to spread the word of God. And that's the mission of Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna movement. Guide people with the help of the word, the sound. So let us do this more and more for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and for the pleasure of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gornithai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Rukmini Dwarka Adhishaki. Make our life perfect and others too. Okay. Stop here. If you don't have any questions. Yeah? Okay, here's a question. What?
He said Lord Chaitanya was hesitant to deal with the king because he was attached to women. And we often sometimes find ourselves with an unwanted attraction to women. And I read in the diary that you asked Prabhupada, why are we attracted to women when they're made out of the same elements? And Prabhupada said that it's because we want to be attracted. What did Prabhupada mean by that?
Well, like someone may be embracing, say, a tree. And so you are embracing the tree, not that tree is forcing you to embrace. Oh, tree is not leaving me, tree is not leaving me. He is the one who is holding tight to the tree. Oh, tree is not leaving me, tree is not leaving me. As soon as you want, you are free. Just leave. Go away. So, wanting to enjoy is the cause. Yeah, one devotee said, Prabhupada explained, this body is just lump of, as a bag of bones and this and that. No, the Prabhupada was, but one disciple in Ramanuja said, but Prabhupada, when everything is put together and packaged nicely, it's very difficult to realize that it's just a bag of bones and stool inside, and this inside, that inside. Yeah, just wanting to enjoy, independent of God. That's all. There are only two things there. And there are two forms also there. One Krishna's form, one other form is form of a man or a form of a woman. So we have a choice. This or that. Go for this form or go for that form. This is a living entity choice. Independence. So you can make a best decision and go for the supreme form. This Lord Kapil Dev that we are hearing from, these days, he will be talking, or maybe he has already mentioned that point. He says, my mother, dear mother, to tell you the truth, that my Maya is Lord. Kapil Dev is Lord. He says, my Maya is so powerful that Stri Maya Balam Pashyame Mayaya Stri Maya Jaino Disham. In the form of woman, my Maya is so strong that those who conquer the world and then they return to the palace or wherever. So they are made to dancing dogs in the hands of a woman. Bhru vijrambhena kevalam. As woman just raises eyebrows or makes little movements in the eyebrow. And this person is looking at that. He has just come back conquering, you know, so many on different fronts and countries. And now he's back with, in association with woman. And she's moving little eyebrows. And Pada Krantam, he just goes for her feet, begins licking her feet. As she moves the eyebrows, sees he is at her feet, wanting to lick the feet. So, Balam Pasha, just see Bal, the strength of my Maya, Stri Maya, in the form of woman. This is Kapil Dev. So Lord has his own form, and then Maya, illusory form, form of a woman, form of a man. That's how they are staying busy. What is keeping conditioned souls, children of God, in this world more than anything else is this sex attraction, opposite sex, man, woman attracted to each other, is number one distraction, deviation. Because that's the best thing that goes on in the spiritual sky. Krishna's Madhurya Leela, and is reflected in this world. What is at the topmost position, it is at the bottommost in this world. It's the worst thing. Talking of matter, mundane, materialistic things, materialistic affairs, sex-centered, man, woman-centered. And this is this is imitation of Krishna's Madhurya Leela. Yeah, I want to enjoy. They even have a swing. In certain community they have swing, then man and woman they sit on the swing. Just like Radha and Krishna. They had a nice home, nice palace, nice and swing also. Just like lords. So we are no less. So, So that's the word. The right word has to be spread to counteract this attraction. Counteract this attraction, which has been created by the Lord. It's Krishna's Maya. Then Lord says, "Mama eva prapadyante maya metam tarantite." In the same breath. Same sentence, Lord says, Daivi esha hi gunamai Mama Maya Duratya, very difficult to overcome. This my Maya. It's very powerful. But the next line says, Mama Eve Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. But as they surrender unto me, they are done with this Maya. They overcome this Maya. So if the soul could hear the Lord, His word in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and the transcendental sound vibration. And by hearing about the Lord, he will realize that he is Lord's property, he is Krishna's. And then he will be able to give up his mundane form. There's no comparison. But we haven't heard, we are not hearing, reading enough about the Lord. So that is the point being made here. As the word about God is original word, as it is, not concocted, not diluted, not made impersonal, this, that. Original word as it is, that will attract the soul. And there will be Param drishtva nivartate, the higher taste would be there. And then he could kick very easily the other taste. Is it breakfast or lunch? Huh? Lunch. No, I think we'll stop also. Huh? Stop? You're busy people. Busy devotees. Yes.
Stay mostly in the Yeah. Being abundant, he was in charge of the temple.